Hi, this is Walter Wiese with Parks Fly Shop's Fly Fishing the Yellowstone Region podcast for May 25th, 2011. Today, what I'm going to talk about is kind of a season forecast for the upcoming season. We're in the middle of runoff right now, and so I'm going to kind of put forward some theoretical dates for things to become fishable and what people should expect when they do become fishable. If you've been paying much attention to the Parks Fly Shop website, parksflyshop.com, you'll know that we're experiencing a very, very heavy snowpack this season. It's done building now, finally, but it's also melting very slow. So we have both a very deep snowpack and a snowpack that's melting slowly. And what this is going to mean for the summer fishing is that everything's going to happen late. So if you're used to coming and fishing the salmon fly hatch on the Yellowstone River on the, say, 10th of July, you're going to be wildly disappointed this year. As a matter of fact, I don't think the salmon fly hatch is really going to be fishable at all this year, at least outside the park on the Yellowstone. The river's just going to be too high. So I'm going to talk first, I guess, about the Yellowstone River itself, because I've already started talking about it. I just checked the streamflow forecast page for the Yellowstone River outlet of the outlet of Yellowstone Lake, which is kind of the headwaters of the fishable portion of the Yellowstone River, at least that most people can get to. And the USGS is forecasting a peak runoff of around 8,500 cubic feet per second flow in the middle of July. And that's both 2 to 3 weeks late for that section of river to peak and a good 3,000 CFS higher for the peak runoff. And the thing about that section of river is that that's coming out of Yellowstone Lake immediately, and so it's crystal clear water. At least as soon as it actually peaks and starts to drop, it immediately clears up, because that's lake water that's fairly clear anyway. And so what mud does come into that is going to be coming out of like where the river or where the lake beats into cliffs and so on, and dislodges particles. And so it's never really that dirty to start with. And then since it's once it starts dropping back into the channel it's already created as it rose, that clears out immediately. And then the canyon section of the Yellowstone is the same deal. It gets progressively dirtier the higher it gets, because it's scouring those canyon walls. But then once it starts to drop, it doesn't have any more loose matter to knock loose, and so it clears up almost immediately. And so this year, I expect the Yellowstone to become clear probably somewhere in the 15th to 20th of July period. And it's going to be clear, fishable clarity, and probably fishing very well within certain limits. And I say within certain limits because it's going to be 12 to 13,000 cubic feet per second flow here at Gardner, the top of the floating section, which is exceptionally high. And so those of you used to coming on the Yellowstone to, say, 3,000 CFS, fishing dry flies, you know, 2 to 3 feet off the bank, are going to be wildly disappointed. That first fishing, again, starting between the 15th and 20th of July and lasting at least until late July, possibly the first week of August, is going to, I expect, produce some large fish, but it's also going to be subsurface almost entirely. And what I'm talking about here is fishing 6 to 7 weight fly rods with both floating and sink tip lines, and big streamers and nymphs, size 2 to 6 flies as your lead fly, and then trailing something in the 8 to 12 range. And pretty much the only way to fish it is going to be out of a boat. All the beaches, the gravel bars, things like that are going to be submerged still at this point. And so what you're going to be doing is banging the banks out of a drift boat or a raft. Basically, any slow pocket within 2 to 3 feet of the bank is going to have a nice fish in it, period. And so you slap a streamer or a big nymph on that fish's head and then get a short drift in there, and either he'll eat it or he won't. Started floating the Yellowstone in 2008 at the same level, 90 or 11,000-ish, and we caught some very nice fish. We lost a lot of flies because you're going to be casting up into the bushes, but we caught some very nice fish in 2008, the last time we had conditions like this, but it wasn't really what a lot of people expect when they come out to fish the Yellowstone. It should be good, and it actually should be less crowded since, like I said, it's not going to be exactly what people expect. Then, kind of backtracking a little bit towards the beginning of the season, We've had a lot of rain here lately, and that may have been enough to kind of flush out a lot of the snow in that 75 to 8,500 foot range, which is the plateau level that kind of feeds the fire hole, the Gibbon and the Madison systems. Right now, all three rivers are quite high, and I expect that to kind of be that way through this weekend. It's supposed to be kind of continued wet and relatively cool, but not cold enough to snow at those elevations. So it's conceivable, at least, that the fire hole may be muddy this weekend through possibly through next week. But then I expect all that snow that feeds the fire hole, the Gibbon and the Madison, is going to actually be gone by that point. So I expect those to be fishable and stay fishable. The fire hole by the 5th of June, the Gibbon and the Madison a little later, the Madison probably by the 10th, the Gibbon by the 15th of June. And those are going to fish very, very well this season, and later than they usually do. Typically, we start looking real close at the stream gauges, the temperature gauges on the fire hole. We start looking really close at those around the 20th to 25th of June, and usually at that point start fishing it only in the morning, and going over to the Gibbon or Madison in the afternoon. This year, I don't foresee any problems at all on the fire hole temperature-wise until at least the end of June, and probably more like the 4th of July, even for all-day fishing on the fire hole. And it'll probably be okay for morning fishing until the middle of July. So those of you who like the fire hole are going to get a nice extended season this year. And that holds true for the Gibbon and the Madison as well. We don't fish the Madison all that much from our shop. Sometimes we do, but usually we fish the Gibbon and the fire hole rather than the Madison. Inside Yellowstone Park. And the Gibbon in particular this year, we expected to fish best probably the last 10 days of June in the canyon section and then the first 10 days of July in the meadow section. And both those stretches ought to keep fishing until at least the 15th of July and possibly a little later than that. And then after that, we'll have a lot of closer options that we'll focus on. That's also going to be just a lot more enjoyable to fish in the canyon section, because the road has actually been rerouted away from the stream. And so instead of watching your backcast to make sure you don't hit a car, you'll just have an empty old road that's being torn up behind you. And so it's not backcountry yet, but it's kind of progressing from being right next to the road to being backcountry. And that's a big change for that section of river, and it's a section of river we like for beginners quite a lot. So we're looking forward to fishing that. The Madison outside the park, we don't focus on really. We run a few trips on it with our contract guides, but we just got an email from the people who run the dam. Actually, I don't know who it's from. Richard just mentioned it, and the lake is just about full, and so they're going to be ramping up flows pretty quickly on the Madison, and that's going to be out of play probably until the end of June. The upper section there, the 50-mile riffle everyone knows about, that's going to definitely get a late start this season, probably the end of June, and then July it'll fish okay through July. And again, I would expect more subsurface fishing on that section, at least in late June and July, than most people usually expect. That one actually fishes more subsurface anyway, just because it gets so much more pressure. People tend to fish it with nymphs rather than dries like we do on the Yellowstone. Then the stuff kind of across the north end of the park here that people like to fish. The first river to become fishable is going to be the Gardner. It's blown out filthy muddy right now, but that's a very short drainage. It's only about a 20-mile river drainage. And so just a couple days of cool weather will allow that to drop enough to become fishable. And that is actually quite likely to happen a day here, a day there, all the way until the middle of June. It doesn't get fished much at all during that period, and it's very physical to fish because it's quite high still. But you fish a big stonefly nymph with a big attractor nymph like a Prince or a Beat Heron Copper on a short dropper, and usually fishing it without an indicator and really pound tight to the banks. You can really catch some nice fish on the Gardner for a few weeks of the season. Not for everyone. It's rough and tumble water, physically demanding to fish. I wouldn't take kids on it, for example. But if you're up here at the north end and you like scrambling around the boulders and fishing away from other people, that'll be a good bet until mid-June. And then after mid-June, you'll start getting more and more days that are fishable on that lower Gardner. By about the 25th of June, you'll start getting some fishing above the boiling river, heading from the Boiling River up towards Osprey Falls. And then by the 4th of July, the entire Gardner system, with the possible exception of some of the meadow water way up above Osprey Falls, which is small brook trout water, will be fishable. And I expect the salmon fly hatch to start on the lower Gardner River around the 4th of July this year and last through July. The Gardner, because it has a big hot spring on it, kind of experiences two salmon fly hatches, one starting a few weeks before the other. So as those salmon flies are tailing off below the hot springs, they'll just be kicking on above the hot springs. And so that kind of stretches out that salmon fly season. Even in 2009, I believe it was, even then, which was more of a normal water year, we are still seeing a few salmon flies as late as the beginning of August. And up in Sheepeater Canyon, which is Osprey Falls is in the middle of that, up in the lower end of that canyon, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see salmon flies as late as the 5th to 8th of August this year. So that's something to think about if you're looking for a place to fish across the north end. And then, kind of the other area that really people focus on is the Lamar drainage, the Lamar River itself, Slough Creek, and Soda Butte Creek. These streams are going to be fishable very, very late this year. Typically, we expect Slough to be fishable in most years between the 1st and 5th of July. This year, it'll probably be between the 10th and 15th, and that's going to be fishable with streamers to start with. People want to fish Slough with the dry flies, but this year, that's not going to start until a little later, at least the mayfly hatches. The way Slough kind of works, actually, those of you who are used to hiking up into the upper meadows, the hiking up from the stock trail up to the first, second, or third meadow, you may want to take a long look at the lower meadow this year. Typically, in high water years, that lower meadow actually fishes really well early in the season, both on dry flies and streamers. Like I said, this year it'll be streamers to start with and then dries. But don't automatically go hiking up to the first meadow. I mean, of course, if the lower meadow is packed solid with people, then hike. But if there aren't very many people fishing in the lower meadow, you may not need to make that hike. And the fish in the lower meadow are actually much larger on average than the fish above. There's certainly 6-pound rainbows in that section and lots of 16 to 22-inch fish. Soda Butte and the Lamar are going to become fishable a little later. I really wouldn't expect those to fish at all until at least the 20th of July this year, possibly as late as the 25th. And that dry fly fishing isn't going to really get started until probably the beginning of August, maybe even as late as August 5th for really consistent dry fly fishing. That's just a function of the high water. It's going to result in much better fishing in later in August and in September especially. Frequently in September we get low enough water that the fish get pretty spooky in early to mid-September, and I don't expect that's going to happen this year. The fishing is going to be very consistent all through the season just because there's going to be enough water that the fish feel more secure than they usually do. So, but it's just going to get started late. You definitely shouldn't come expecting to fish the Lamar or Soda Butte in mid-July. You'll want to fish, say, if you want similar water to that, you'll want to fish maybe Slough Creek and certainly the Gibbon. So basically, kind of the rule of thumb that you want to kind of think about the Yellowstone area this year is that everything's going to start roughly 2 to 3 weeks later than usual. So if you're used to fishing, say, Slough Creek on the 20th of July for similar water conditions, you'll want to come maybe the 5th to 10th of August. If you're looking to float the Yellowstone, you'll want to ramp up your tackle some. Typically, people fish a 5 to 6 weight. This year, we'll be fishing 6 to 7 weights until probably Labor Day. We'll want at least a 6 weight. And this is also a really good year if you're looking to come in September or October. We're going to have high enough water that probably the most condition most the most consistent conditions are liable to actually be from August 20th until the end of the season this year. And that's very unusual on that water. So, as always, thanks for listening, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact us.